All right, here we go.
Yay. Hey.
What a great episode we're going to have.
Oh my God.
You need it right now, obviously.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Be Frank. Woo!
I'm still clapping for those of you that can't see me.
Yeah. Today, we're talking about sleep, which is something that I am in desperate need of.
Something I lack severely.
I was like, JK, I think Karan needs it way more than I do. Today, we're talking about, like, you know, how we sleep, like, what helps us sleep, all that fun stuff, you know? So, if you're a little tired, you know, stay tuned. Maybe we'll give you some nice tips and tricks.
Cue the lullabies.
Rock-a-bye, Karan, on the...
Alexa, next.
What's the one about the old man snoring?
That's the Rain, Rain, Go Away song. That has nothing Never to do mind. With sleeping. That old man is, in fact, dead at the end of that song.
That's my bad. It's on me.
You know he dies at the end of the song, right? It's crazy.
That's fine. He's old.
Oh.
Lived a full life.
Oh.
Just like you.
I hope you fuck yourself into a coma.
Me too.
Oh, no.
I would love to. Look, sleep. Coma. Great.
It's,
great
it's
job.
Not the same thing.
I know. So sleep. So I personally sleep great. I can fall asleep in the blink of an eye.
It's honestly a magic trick. I've never seen somebody go to sleep so fast in my fucking life. Nick literally goes, all right, I'm going to take a nap. And he sleep 10 seconds later. How the fuck do you do that?
Yeah, as soon as I lay down and I put my phone down, I'm out. Like, my body, like, as soon as, like, I put my phone away, my body knows, like, oh, like, we're taking a nap.
It's so automatic. Like, my body's, I'm actually like, jealous.
Yeah. Well, what happens to you? Like, what, do you toss and turn, or?
Well, I definitely move around in my sleep a lot. That's probably why I'm single, because my ex told me I used to punch him in the face in my sleep. But, so when I finally lay down, it takes me, like, 3 to 5 hours to actually fall asleep. And then I normally have to wake up 3 to 4 hours later.
So you're telling me that when you get to your bed,
mm-hmm.
it takes you 3 to 5 hours once you're in your bed to mm-hmm. go to sleep? Damn.
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Melatonin doesn't work.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Somebody told me to fucking rub castor oil on my eyelids. I said, what kind of witchcraft is this?
Maybe like a nice like lavender scent, because lavender is like calming. Maybe that might like help you.
I might need to do that.
As well, I'd like, I don't know. I feel like with me, when it comes to sleeping, I can sleep. I also can sleep through any condition known to man. It could be like a magnitude 9 earthquake, and I would be sound asleep.
I slept through not one, but two gun shootings in my old neighborhood.
Gun shootings.
Oh, I slept like a fucking baby. My mom and aunt, I had so many missed phone calls. They're like, where are you at? I was like, I'm sleeping. They're like, we thought you died with your smart ass mouth. We thought you were the one that got shot.
You're like, I wish.
I do wish. But it was me knocked the fuck out. Like, I didn't blink.
Yeah, I slept through many fire alarms, which is not great.
Yeah, that's alarming.
Yeah, no, it just nothing really wakes me up.
I feel like certain things, like, that's something that should wake you up. Like, I sleep through, like, I have 15 alarms set for every alarm I have, and I sleep through all of those.
Yeah, I know.
But if it was...
Judging by you being an hour and a half late to work the other day.
Anyhow, when I'm asleep, though, I'm out. I probably need 3 to 4 hours to be a functioning human being. I definitely need to get my 8 hours of sleep, but that never tends to happen.
No, I can sleep for hours on end.
How long are hours? Like, do you sleep more than 10 hours?
I could.
That's insane.
Like, I love sleeping is something I look forward to every day. As soon as I wake up, I'm like, can't wait to go back to sleep. I also, like, as soon as I wake up, though, like, don't talk to me for a hot second.
Oh, yeah, you saw me during the trip. I'm like, nobody can
you
look at me.
You cannot talk to, you can't even blink in Karan's direction without Karan having... The crown looks miserable.
I'm not
crown
a nice
always
person.
Looks miserable, but Fuck crown off. Looks extra miserable. When
I'm just not nice before I get my caffeine. I need like 3 cups of coffee and a water before anybody has a conversation. Oh, and I have to brush my teeth. Don't talk to me before I brush my fucking teeth, because I'm gonna have that's gonna set me all the way off for the entire day.
Do you have a TV in your room?
It's not on.
Oh, you don't sleep with any like noise or anything. I used to. I don't anymore.
No, I used to too, but now like. I watch a lot of anime, so, like, I'd all of a sudden hear, like, ah! And I'd wake up, like, what the fuck is that? And it's fucking...
Oh, I used to put on, like, rain noises and to fall asleep to those.
That worked for you?
Yeah, it's nice. So,
doesn't work for
me. The sound of rain and, like, the thunder, like, it. I enjoy that.
You go to sleep to the sound of thunder. That's not normal.
Yeah. That's probably why I don't wake up to to alarms.
Yeah, what the fuck? Thunder? I can understand the rain, but thunder is insane. Do you... No, you don't need any tips or tricks to go to sleep because you fucking pass out so easily.
So, I feel like you need tips and tricks to fall asleep.
I need tips and tricks.
Well, you know, sometimes if I can't fall asleep, which it does happen sometimes, I will take a shot of NyQuil to fall asleep.
And that's called a drug addiction.
No, it's... I don't do it all the time. I do it maybe twice a year.
Okay.
If that.
What time do you normally wake up?
A fucking 11.
Okay, so I have a really wide net when it comes to waking up. I can be up from anywhere from 10 a.m., and that's what me going to bed at 6. And I have really bad insomnia, for those that don't know. I don't go to sleep until like 6 in the morning every day. So again, I'm up by 10 o'clock or 2 p.m. Like, that's my window.
Yeah, I would say if I had a window, my window would be like 9:30 to like, I would say 11:30.
No, I'm like,
That's my window. How do you sleep? Like, what's like your like ideal like...
Like sleeping. My position?
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised you didn't say anything smart with that. Shut the fuck up.
I was going to, but whatever.
I saw it in your face, and I was like, oh, whatever. I'm proud of him. He held back. If I'm not... So, I'm normally, like, a big left-side sleeper. But before that, because of the hair, I got to put a bonnet away. I can never go to sleep without a bonnet. I definitely have to either sleep on my left side or I have to sleep on my stomach. I can't go to sleep any other way. I have sleep apnea, so if I sleep on my back, a bitch is dead. Like, it's gonna be a closed casket, because...
What is...
Sleep apnea?
Yeah, what is it?
Because I'm a fat bitch.
Go on.
Weight does play a part in sleep apnea, but it's hereditary. However, I stop breathing in my sleep. That's probably why I had the fucking insomnia, honestly. But... I'm fine.
You stop breathing in your sleep. How is that fine?
Hopefully the Lord takes me out, but I'm still here. I'm still standing.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear that the good Lord does not want you yet.
I don't know why. I'm an evil person.
Or at all.
That's what you said. And you know what?
Do you
need
a lot of pillows to sleep?
No, I need like one or two.
Yeah, I don't really need that many pillows.
I mean, the way I sleep too, I think I showed you guys earlier, but like I sleep with like my... hands under my chin and fall asleep with my chin over top.
So you're a stomach sleeper. I can sleep in any position, honestly. I like
positions for you.
Miss Grande. No, I like there's no like certain position that is better for me, I would say.
Okay.
Like,
do you move around in your sleep?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I think it just depends on my sleep. I mean, I've had people who like if I shared a bed with them, they're like, "Oh, you didn't move in your sleep." And then sometimes when I shared a bed with people, they're like, "Oh, like you moved a lot." And I'm like,
those are all his sexual partners. He has a long list.
Yeah. It's like one of those scrolls, you know, like in ancient times when they do like announcements, you know, it unravels like long ways. It's like, hear ye, the list of everyone next one with.
My God. I hate you. Do you have do you remember your dreams when you wake up?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes my dreams are very, very vivid. The thing is, so here's what happens. Sometimes if I wake up early and I'm like, oh, like I have like time today, like I can like go back to sleep, like I'll fall back asleep, but my dream is if I didn't go back to sleep. They happen often.
That's the worst, especially and, like work-related ones are terrible.
Yes, and then I wake up and I'm like, didn't I do this already? Mm-hmm. And then I didn't.
Yep.
Because I was asleep.
Because it was a fucking dream, so you're like, I never clocked out, cool.
Yeah, no, literally like I was doing all these tasks and my... all stuff I should be doing in my everyday life, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh well, didn't do it. Great.
I remember a lot of them. I remember most of them. I always remember the nightmares. I feel like you can't forget about those bad boys.
I really don't have nightmares.
Oh, I tend to. I don't know. I have a very overactive imagination, so I feel like my dreams are ridiculous anyway. But when I have nightmares, they're absolutely terrible.
I only remember one time of having this nightmare.
No,
you're fine. We're going back and forth. I just remember having this one nightmare one time about someone just, like, trying to stab me. And I remember, like, they did stab me. But then when I woke up, I had, like, a red mark. Like, where, like, they stabbed me on, like,
that
my
was
chest.
A demon. Isn't you should have blessed that fucking house that day.
No, my house was blessed. It's not as a child.
You should have blessed it again. Something was in there.
But I had like a red mark on like my chest where I got stabbed. Isn't that interesting? Don't know what that means.
Anything like that recently?
Oh, no.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Thank you. Thank you for that.
No, I haven't really had that many nightmares lately.
Oh. I guess I'm an evil person.
Well.
I know what I am.
Misery loves company.
And here we are.
And boy, are you miserable.
And aren't you a cunt.
T.
cunt. You ate with that one. You got that one. But no, I remember all my dreams. Normally, like, I love the cool dreams, like, when I do, like, weird shit where I can, like, fly and shit like that. I'm like, oh, cool, like, give this to me in real life, because I don't want to drive my fucking bald-ass tires nowhere.
So, I think the solution for your bald-ass
tires know what I have to do. It's
is not being able to fly, but being able to go to the mechanic and get it done.
Any sugar daddies listening to this motherfucking broadcast, feel free to just send me some money. It's okay. I won't be bad. I can send you some feet pics.
Can you call them sugar daddies at your age? Or would you just call them equals? Tweet.
That was me spitting on Nick.
Ew!
What the fuck? But, you know, because I'm taking a bunch of psychology courses right now, people that don't dream are, like, typically psychopaths, which makes a lot of sense. Speaking of all the dreaming stuff, have you ever suffered from sleep paralysis?
So, I only have suffered from it once. And I remember it plain as, like, I remember detail for detail.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my parents' house. I was sleeping, and I woke up. But, like, I couldn't open my eyes. Like, my whole body was awake. I just couldn't move it.
Ooh.
So my eyes were still shut, but so I felt something open my door. Come walk over to me, and it felt like it was like just like a shadow of like I couldn't see, but like I
knew,
but like it just like because like so when my eyes were closed facing the door, so okay. So you can like still like see, yeah. Like, you know, like through it, but you can't like make out like deep, yeah. which was for the best. So what happened was like it like the thing like definitely like it looked over at me, was like examining me, and then left, and my door shut, and that's when I could move. But before
that is so terrifying.
But before this, which it was terrifying. I'm not saying it wasn't terrifying, but what I am saying like so when it first came in though, I had this overwhelming smell of roses, which was calming. Isn't that interesting?
That is really weird.
Like, roses?
Huh.
And my family's hella religious. So when I told my parents about it, my parents thought it was Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus, the guy that came to visit me, because apparently when she comes to visit, the smell that comes off of her is the smell of roses.
What religion is that?
Catholic.
That's a new one to me. No disrespect at all. Like, I just, I'm like,
no.
Like, that happens, and that's crazy.
No, but, like, the smell of roses associated with her, like, visiting people. Isn't that interesting?
Huh. That's pretty cool. Never thought about that. That's pretty neat, actually.
Just because the smell of roses came in, and this entity came over me, doesn't mean that it was a lovely biblical experience. I just like to point that out.
Okay, fair enough.
Is it interesting? Oh my god.
Yeah, interesting is okay, I used the wrong word. Interesting is cool. I've never had anything interesting happen to me in regards of like anything soothing. So the first one I ever had.
You've had multiple?
Oh, I have it all the time.
Oh god, it makes sense because you are a demon. How my demons look. She was talking about you during that song.
Stop. I'm not a demon. I'm not a saint, but I'm definitely not a demon. Anyway, back to my story. bitch. I was sleeping where I lived at the time. My bedroom was at, so, like, we had to go upstairs, but it was an old wooden house. Like, anytime you stepped on the stairs, you could hear all the fucking footsteps.
I hate that.
So, it was terrible. I mean, nothing ever scary happened besides this in the house, but whatever. My room was up the stairs. You'd have to go around the fucking staircase and go backwards where you basically came down, and my room was at the end of the hallway.
Uh-huh.
So, I went to sleep. Whatever. The morning time came. I'm trying to wake up. My eyes open. The rest of my body ain't functioning. I'm like, oh, this is it, bitch. I'm done. This is the end.
Dead.
So, I'm like thinking I'm having an out of body experience. Next thing I fucking know, my bedroom door was closed. I hear like hooves stomping up the stairs. So like
maybe it was just deer
inside my house.
It can happen. Everything was just
deer. We live in Jersey, not that far into Jersey. Okay. I could hear hooves coming up the stairs.
Uh-huh.
Hear them bang, bang, bang. They got to the top of those motherfuckers. I heard these motherfuckers start charging towards my room. I'm literally like, you ever see fucking Kill Bill? I'm like, wiggle your big toe. Wiggle your... I'm literally like freaking the fuck out. I'm like, you have to wake up right now before this thing gets in here. So next thing I know, I like woke up. Or no. I can hear like right about to get to my door. And my door like kind of starts opening. I never jumped up out of the bed so fast in my life to land on that motherfucker. And that was it. But I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, and I was like, oh, I tried to like be like, is anybody home? And nobody was home. It was just me. So I'm like, that's scary. I blessed the fuck out that house with sage and everything that day. And I told my pastor.
What'd your pastor say?
That I need to come to Sunday school. You know how religion works.
And did you?
No, that's why I'm pretty.
That's why there's more hooves. Yeah, hooves for days.
Shut the fuck up.
When was it? You said it was recent. When? How recent are we talking about?
I want to say like 5 years ago.
Okay, so that's not the most recent one. At yeah. all.
So, I mean, no, but I haven't seen anything with the sleep paralysis now. Like, I still wake up sometimes and can't move.
Interesting.
So after that day, my cousin bought me a dream catcher, and we did a whole thing. I did a bunch of holy oil around the house. I did a whole bunch of shit. And I haven't had any bad spirits around me ever since then. But
except for me.
Yeah. Damn, you know. You know so well.
I'm aware.
Good. It's about time.
Do you prefer a firm bed or a soft bed? Sorry to get off your demon story.
No, it's okay. Great story. Or great question. So I have a hybrid mattress. So it's both. You get the
Okay, great. I like a softer bed.
Oh, no, because I feel like my fat ass is going to sink through that motherfucker. No,
this is so nice.
I don't know what it is. Like, I move around too much, so I need something to kind of, like, hold me in place.
But wouldn't a softer bed, like, hold you in place?
Nope.
Why not?
I feel like a hard bed is so hard to move around in. Like, a soft bed is like a fucking cloud. It's nothing stopping you. I'm like a fucking freight train on the fucking
top of my bed. Shapes more to your body, so which makes it harder for you to roll
Nick,
around.
I'm poor. My mattress does not shape any form around me.
Oh, mine does.
I rest my case.
I have a purple mattress.
He got money.
I'm on a bed payment. But I'm almost done it. But it is one of the best things I could have ever gotten for myself. I love that mattress with all my heart.
How do you feel about cuddling?
No.
Ever?
Not. Cuddling's fine sometimes, but here's the thing. If we're doing the deed, deed's done. You know, I get mine, you get
yours.
You're
so unserious. So sorry.
No, this is how I truly feel about this. No,
the fact that you call it the deed, I don't like you for calling it the deed.
After we done the do, there, is that better? Do you want me to say that? After we, you know, did that, you know, I get mine, you got yours, cool, great. We touch each other so much throughout that experience that afterwards, I don't want your sweaty body on mine.
So what if you guys shower and then come back?
No. Well, because I think it's also because I'm just... My body temperature is natural. I'm a warmer person.
Okay.
Like I radiate heat. Like, I'm very warm, so having someone on me is just adding more heat. Heard. And I just don't like...
I'm fucking dead.
We can sleep butt to butt. That's fine.
Bumping purses.
I don't care. What?
I said bumping purses.
Sure, bumping coin pouches, I guess. I don't find out. If we cuddle for 5 minutes... Like before we go to sleep.
I don't need much more than that.
You know what I mean? Like we're calling, we're chit chatting, like, okay, well, like, good night, a little. And then, you know, you turn over and then talk like.
Okay, that's fine. People that like cuddle throughout the night, bitch, my arm's gonna die. I'm gonna lose circulation. They're gonna amputate this shit in the morning. Like, I don't need that. We can cuddle once one of us goes to sleep, roll over. Somebody's gotta move.
No, if we're not cuddling and falling asleep while we cuddle. That's not happening.
Yeah, like,
we are cuddling. I can't do that. We are awake. We are aware. And then when you start to get tired, you're getting off me.
Get it! off me!
Scoot on over to your side.
Yeah, go over there.
We'll go to sleep.
If you need a separate blanket, by all means.
Yeah, there's a reason I got a king-sized bed. It can fit two people comfortably. But with
I heard you fit three in there.
And
I,
oh. Hey.
Oh.
Comfortably.
I don't like you.
Anyway, that's it for this week's episode.
Dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah, so, I mean, I hope, you know, the lovely soothingness of my voice helped you, you know, maybe fall asleep.
That raspy-ass voice, you call that soothing?
You call your loud-ass gay voice soothing?
I never said that.
I know. I'm saying it.
I'm just not agreeing with you.
Okay, that's fine. My voice is definitely more soothing than yours is. By a long shot.
You sound like a drag queen, a fucking Adele, bitch.
And you sound like Adele's worn-out shoes. Yeah.
Anyway, whore, make sure you guys get your 8 hours of sleep. Do it at the proper times between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m.
What?
You're supposed to go to bed before 4 in the morning.
I think you're supposed to go to bed even sooner than that.
But you need to get your REM sleep in between 10 and 4 a.m.
Yeah, don't pull a Quran.
Yeah, don't do what I do. Be better than me. I mean, sure, a lot of you are better than me already, but do hard. Better. I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah, pretty probably at some point. No, but thank you guys for listening in. Make sure you check out our Instagram at Let's Be Frank PC and our TikTok at Let's Be Frank Podcast. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. For you guys, like a lot of like events that we're doing. So we're doing like some like trivia events with Let Me Know, with our good friend Monique.
Hosting a lot of different things.
Yeah, and just hosting a lot of different stuff. So we'll definitely keep you guys in the loop with that. But no, we appreciate all you guys' support throughout the podcast. So thank you guys. That's what we will catch y'all on the next one.
Thank you all. So
unless
much.
Karan dies in his sleep.
If only that sleep apnea activates.
If only. All right. Bye guys.
Bye.